Hey everyone, this is Eric with another mini-episode. Today we present an interview with Silverlight Toolkit team members Justin Angel and Sean Burke. A huge thanks to Justin Angel who arranged the interview. In terms of building controls, there have to be some things that you have learned that you wouldn't have guessed about building controls in Silverlight when you started at the beginning. I wonder if we can hit the high points there.
Yeah, so I think one of the things that I'm most proud of the team has done is we've actually made a fairly significant change in the process of building controls. So not only have we learned things, we've actually pushed those learnings back into the platform. So there's this thing called Visual State Manager that now exists in the platform as a way to describe the transitions and the states that controls have. In prior animation models, in WPF's control model, for example, developers and designers had to be fairly explicit about how every state transition changed. So when your button went from hover to clicked, you had to describe exactly how that looked. When we first started doing the Silverlight Toolkit, we were talking with actually the Blend team about this process and how we thought that it could be simplified. And our two teams together came up with this idea of Visual State Manager, which is essentially a declarative way to describe how these transitions happen, and then allow the system to take care of a lot of the heavy lifting. So instead of having to specifically animate my button from one state to another, Visual State Manager allows me to draw the up state and draw the down state, and then the system computes the deltas. So that's one thing that we learned, that there's a much kind of cleaner way of describing those things, and that actually pushed a change both into the platform in terms of Visual State Manager and into Blend in terms of Visual State Manager support.
Well, and it's been so successful, it's getting pushed into WPF, if
yes.
I'm understanding
yeah.
correctly.
Well, it gives us a good opportunity to actually unify the control development models between Silverlight and WPF.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
right.
One of our key goals as well.
Right.
So it is being pushed into WPF. There is a WPF toolkit that has it right now, and it will be integrated into the next release of WPF.
Outstanding.
Thanks for listening. If you're interested in Silverlight 2 or Silverlight 3, go ahead and check out our website, silverbaylabs.org. That's our company where we do consulting and mentoring services for both Silverlight 2 and Silverlight 3. If you're interested in Silverlight training, see the Silverlight Tour, where I'm also an instructor.